You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well. Movie The Hunt, originally when they were putting this out, they did not expect there was going to be such an incredible, strong, offended reaction before anybody had seen anything other than the trailer on both sides of the fence. This is so offensive. And what they ended up doing was completely leaning into that, going, watch the most shocking movie you'll see this year. You can't believe it. It's the most talked about movie of the year. Okay. I mean, it's Blumhouse. It would have gotten distribution anyway, but I suspect it's going to get a lot more eyeballs on it now than it would have if it wasn't for everyone shouting so loudly about why you shouldn't see this movie before they have actually seen this movie, which is kind of par for the course in today's climate.
I mean, at least in my social circle, it's not on anyone's radar still for the most part, even with the, I guess, controversy.
Well, it's much like the central theme of this movie is like the controversy and all the hoopla about it purely exists on the internet. By a couple loud screaming voices.
Yeah.
And like, no one, like, I mentioned, like, the trailer came to my girlfriend and, like, all the most talked about. And, like, everyone in the theater kind of shrugged. My girlfriend was just like, what was that movie? I was like, no one knows it exists. It's internet created.
And it got pulled, right? When it was before it was supposed to come out because of some shooting. I'm not sure what it was.
Well, it was right around the time of, like, one of the many mass shootings, like, gun violence things that happened in America. And once in a while, a movie with this type of bent to it will be coming out and, like, get canned because of a tragedy or something.
It was supposed to come out last September. The Dayton and El Paso mass shootings happened, which nowadays, there's a mass shooting every single month. I mean, you're like, if you're going to make a movie for this, you're going to have to be prepared for the fact that there's constantly mass shootings with the world we live in right now. But they've had some early screenings that had some very negative reactions as well. But before we go any further, I'm Chris.
Sarah Jane.
Marco.
Alan.
And yeah, I think we were all at least interested about this from that advance. And it's from Craig Zobel, who's no slouch in the directorial department, who's made quite a few movies already. Nothing that really broke huge. I think maybe Compliance and Prince Avalanche.
Compliance is one that I really... It's a hard movie to watch. It's really well done.
But he's directed a lot of television as well. But this is co-written by Damon Lindelof, who, of course, a lot more people know, who's known for doing kind of pulpy, ridiculous stuff. And The Hunt is indeed pulpy, ridiculous stuff.
It's very exploitation.
It's leaning hard into the exploitation angle for sure. And it's incredibly loosely based on The Most Dangerous Game. So if you've ever seen any one of the umpteen versions of that where someone is abducted or a group of people are abducted and a group of rich people hunt them down to kill them for sport, this is that, except in this case, the strangers that are abducted to be hunted for sport are all super right-wing, like, online trolls and horrible, horrible, like, human beings.
Even a podcaster.
who are being hunted by the liberal elite. And in this particular case, it's very clear early on in the film that this movie is trying to savage both sides because the liberal elite are just ridiculous in this movie. They're just playing on every single stereotype.
It's the worst cliche of both angles there. Like, the holier-than-thou, but out-of-touch, completely rich liberal. And then, like, the worst type of right-wing troll that, like, you can imagine. It's like, they're both on display. There's no nuance.
Well, there's no. And there's not supposed to be, certainly. Yeah. I think that Zobel's tried to make a movie here that is supposed to make both sides laugh. And instead, it's just made both sides angry because no one has a sense of humor on any level anymore.
Well, I do, like, but there's so often the right gets pegged as being, like, dumb and can't handle satire. Like, every time there's satire, they get mad. I kind of like that the left is mad at this too, and people actually feel like it's MAGA propaganda of some sort or some sort of right-wing thing. Because, like, no, like, you can be satirized too, lefties. Like, it's fine to be, like, the aim of some satire here. Like, it's for, like, years, it seems like South Park's the only one that gets away with this, like, making fun of everyone and everything.
This is a both sides satire. Yeah. And I think that's on some level how it falls apart for me, where I'm like, not that I'm offended by its portrayal of the left. It's just, you're not really saying anything overall by doing this. You're like, yeah, isn't this ridiculous? Here's things that are extreme stereotypes of this side. Now here's extreme stereotypes of that side. Now let's see them fight. I just like, okay, shrug.
Yeah, well,
I thought the politics was just kind of paint. Like, this is really just hostile with politics as a setting for the most part.
Right? Yeah, the movie does dip in and out of, like, really, other than just being like, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Violence. Yeah, for
action
sake.
Horror, for sure.
Action, like, you know, something that Blumhouse does, like, pretty often. And yeah, I agree. Like, that's a reason why I think the movie is saying something. Getting into, like, specifics why I feel this way would be somewhat spoily. But pretty much, it's being, like, the loud screaming is useless. And, like, both, like, there's flaws. Like, this, like, whether you're right-wing or left, like, just the loud generalization screaming at each other.
Our,
like,
fighting isn't going to accomplish anything.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, and that's just, like, a shoulder shrug. Like, sure. It's not much. there's not a profound theme. There's not a reveal. Like, oh, yeah. This is... It's just, like, you know, a canvas in which to paint.
If you're going into this film feeling like this is going to one side or the other, either attack your political side or support your political side, you're, quite frankly, going into this movie wrong if you want to enjoy it. Because this movie really doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's just there to poke fun at everybody and be the court jester. And like I said, I have mixed feelings about how useful that really is, but and even how funny it is. A lot of it's just so goddamn on the nose that you're like, okay, sure. But I will say, as an action horror film, it's actually not bad at all.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that it starts off, you know, there's 12 of these right-wingers. And right off the bat, a lot of them are really recognizable people, like well-known actors. You're like, and the camera's like, this is our star. And then just one after another horribly murders them in the first couple minutes. And you're like, wait a minute, who are we following here?
Right. I haven't seen a movie play with that expectation since Feast. Like, right? The way of like, oh, this is the main, this is your Buffy. No, that's not your Buffy.
Right. But they end up with, and I'm not going to say who the other actors who get killed are, because there are a couple survivors for quite some time in the film, but ultimately our primary cast member is Crystal, played by Betty Gilpin, who most people know from Glow.
I've seen her in a bunch
sort of
stuff.
Miss America.
Glow
wrestler.
Is where I know her.
And from. She's so good on that show.
And I think, spoiler alert for me, this is like, she's like the reason why I like this movie so much. I think
she's great.
Awesome in it.
Yeah.
Like, she's so entertaining.
And
throughout.
They make her, she's kind of a question mark, because you're like, wait, who is this girl? She's complete badass. Like, but they're not playing it like, you know, she's a badass because she believes in the right and all this. They're really just, there's a big question mark over her head. You know, she's from Mississippi and that she is going to survive this thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it works into the, because she's the one character who she never vocalizes any political ideal.
Yeah.
Ever. She's just like, she's above it all.
She's cynicism.
Under it all. She's just like, this is like, I don't care about your arguments here.
She's
like,
just,
I'm just trying to get out of this.
She's pure cynicism.
Yeah.
She's almost the director's stand-in in the movie.
Well, she's almost like not even, she has nothing to do with the politics. She's literally, for 75% of the movie, you just think this is a pissed off person from Enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. I like the way towards the end they start to try and they finally reveal who the head liberal is, which if you've seen the trailers, you already know it's
Which they didn't have in the first,
but they
batch
have in later
trailers.
Ones.
And the new ones they're like using to sell the movie a little.
Hillary Swank shows up towards the end. I mean, it's not really a huge. She's not playing Hillary Swank. She's just playing a character, so
that'd be
it's
funny
not.
If she was.
Yeah, it would be funny if she was, but she's not. She's just playing a character, so it's not really. It's weird. The movie spends so much time dancing around who it is, even doing the famous camera turn around her so you can't see her face.
Well, yeah.
Stuff.
Well, it's because like, in the early marketing, she wasn't publicized, so this would have been a reveal if it wasn't for,
this
like,
was
this
their
push.
Big actor get for the movie.
I almost want to bet that because this leans so much into right-wing memes, it had to have been Hillary Clinton in the first, like, couple of scripts.
Instead of Hillary Swank. And I think once it comes down to the confrontation, it's interesting, but it still leaves you going, now, wait a minute, who is this girl? At the end.
The thing that bums me out about this movie is, like, there's a lot of it that I find very entertaining and fun, like the beats I like, but the actual scene by scene, like the way the action is played out, never quite nails it ever. Like, and there's parts like that's really fun and there's action sequences that are decent, but like so many of the jokes kind of fall not completely fat, but like it's like they're swinging for like a huge like knockout punch,
and it never quite
and hits. It kind of clips you. You know, like it's working enough to go along. Even like big action set pieces, like there are parts of it that good, parts of the editing that's real clunky. So like the messaging, the comedy, and the action they're never all working at the same time.
Yeah. For me. No, I tend to agree. Although I will say, like, in general, I think it's filmed pretty well.
Yeah,
and it's acted pretty well. Yeah. And it's just, the script is just so non-involved with its own stated purpose that sometimes it's really annoying. I think on the whole, the action stuff is good. I just kind of wanted, I felt like this movie would have been a lot better if they had kept a lot of the survivors alive for longer. And there was, like,
More fodder,
and it was a little bit slower to, like, play these killings out. Because a lot of it is just Betty Gilpin and a few others basically questioning everything that's happening. Have we escaped? Have we not escaped? Mm-hmm. What's really going on here? And I love that aspect of it a lot. I think that's really well played. But if you're going to try and look on this on any sort of is this even possible level, it's not. Everyone involved except for her is way too stupid to have pulled off or even have survived. Like, I mean, the liberal lead are all so incredibly stupid that you're just like, wait, what?
it's right off the bat, like the first when the characterizations when people first wake up,
mm-hmm.
and they're going, I was just like, no one's gonna act like a human being in this movie.
Yeah,
it's like they're all gonna just like, no. And like the movie does play with that because it's like, oh, okay, the movie knows that, and they're quickly just killing everyone.
I mean, but if this was drawn, it's an Adult Swim cartoon. Like, it's really, that's the depth of this show, of this movie.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to really be offended at here unless gore is your problem, because it does get kind of gory at points. Oh, Not like wildly gory, but there are some gory shots in here. I mean, if like unapologetic violence against other human beings isn't your thing and you get offended, why are you going to see an action horror film of any stripe?
Yeah. If you like that, it's like R-rated, Blumhouse, The Hunt.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's not for
it's like,
you.
Like, I'm going to still give it a go. No, like, the warning signs are here, you know.
Yeah. But if you're one of those people who likes action horror and you can say, I'm going to try and separate myself from the politics, I think this is enjoyable enough.
Yeah, well,
it's not like as good as the second two Purge sequels, which everyone keeps comparing this to, and definitely have really something political they don't want you to miss that they're saying.
Yeah.
But those are incredibly well-made movies that are exciting from beginning to end. This has kind of got its ups and downs, and I wouldn't call it tight.
No, yeah, I mean, compared to the Purge series is kind of, I think it's fair, because like the Purge movies, none of them, actually, a couple of them are really, really good. But they all have flaws, too, within them. Like, there's budget restraints on them. And you can see it. Like, there's, like, actors that are less than stellar in some of the roles in the Purge movies. And this movie kind of falls into that category, where there's the bones of a good movie here. And there's really talented filmmaking involved, but not in all departments across. You know, like, there's stuff that isn't quite clicking. And that's kind of how I feel about this one as well. Like, it's just never
completely
fully gets going, you know?
So I'm going to guess I'm in the minority that really, really, really liked this movie. And it's just because I wasn't expecting that depth.
I do like it. But yeah, keep going.
What I expected was on a depth level of Hostel, The Collector, those kind of horror movies, where it's just like you're just getting mindless gore. This actually has a coherent story for the most part. Like, no thread by the end of the movie is left untouched.
That's true, yeah.
I'm gonna not stand with you on The Collector being mindless gore, though. one of my favorite horror films. But, yeah, I mean, this is trying to do something. I'm just not entirely clear what it wants to achieve, once again. And it's weird, because so many famous liberals are in this thing or involved with this thing.
Well, that's what, like, if you really think that this is, like, some sort of right-wing propaganda, like, Hilary Swank is in this movie.
Yeah.
She's one of the hugest. And
Baron Holtz.
Yeah. He's one of the most,
and
like
Emma Roberts.
They're like all in on the, like, they understand the satire. Please, you can understand the satire as well.
And,
yeah.
And if you're a liberal going in to see this, hoping to watch a bunch of right wingers that you hate get massacred, well, you'll see that, but that's not, we're not here to attack specifically the either.
Well,
you're going to get it too. So if you have one of those people who have absolutely incapable of a sense of humor about yourself, then this is not your movie.
Well, yeah, well, I think you saying, like, if you could separate yourself from the politics of it and enjoy it, I think this movie is kind of doing that work. The movie is, the theme of this movie, I feel like, is separating yourself from the politics. It's separating itself from the politics. The whole, everyone who's getting murdered here and who's made to look like a buffoon is deeply entrenched in their politics, and our hero is the only one who isn't. She's just like, I'm just trying to live my life.
Well, like I said, she's kind of the cynical director, yeah, like version of that, of director writer in here. Like, oh, Jesus, you guys, so, this like, is stupid.
If you feel like,
I just want to get out of this whole thing alive without both sides killing
which
me.
Which is like, you know, if you feel like me about like the screaming of the political noise that is everything, like I immediately connected with that idea. It's just like, yeah, like, you know, I'm going to vote whoever the Democratic primary is because I don't want Trump. I get it. I don't want to be involved with the screaming of like Bernie and Warren and all this. I'm just like, I, you know, I have my ideals. I hope everything works out. I'm going to vote the way I want to vote and hopefully it's the right thing. Like, and I feel
as
like
long as it's not Green Party, we're good.
But you know, like, I feel like it's just the, like, oh, if my guy doesn't get it, then this. And like, you're all racist rednecks and you're like, that's the movie. That's what the theme of the movie is. It's like, chill out, everyone. Like,
I mean, it does start with that text message and really ominous music. Like, it's pretty on the nose. I'm like, this is a cartoon.
Yeah, it's, you know, the movie is being like, the political landscape is a cartoon. Here are your cartoon characters. True. Let's murder everyone. Like, you know, it's ridiculous.
So let's go to final thoughts. Alan, keep going.
Yeah, so I kind of just, those are my final thoughts. I kind of just, yeah. I enjoyed the movie quite a bit. It was fun, like, but like, it's never as good as I wanted it to be. Like, it, like I said, parts of it, this, it starts and stops. It never really gets fully rolling. I do love Betty Gilpin in it. She makes some really out there choices, especially for a movie like this and a character like that, and like how much we're given. She's going for it in some scenes, and I really enjoy it. It kind of elevates the movie for me. So for her alone,
I'm all for her being the next big female action star.
Yeah,
and Jodie showed she had the moves in Glow, and well, here, like, you're like, damn, you're actually are genuinely really good at this.
And she's
stuff.
Like a full on like classic actress, like Broadway plays, like she does like it all. She's a true like performer. Yeah, so I think she's great. So I'll give it a 7 out of 10 shit post on Twitter.
Sarah Jane.
Okay, I am mixed like everyone else. I didn't hate it. Like, I've been reading a lot of things on Twitter yesterday where they were just, you know, this is a MAGA movie and it's disgusting, and it's like, what?
What movie did you see?
I mean, I do think the message that I got out of it was just don't believe everything that you see or read on the internet.
Yeah.
It's basically that message.
That's true. That if this movie has a message. It's like the internet is filled with lies.
Right. So, you know.
I love the idea of manifesting your conspiracy theories into realities.
Yeah.
It's like, it is playing with some of that stuff. It just never has a
Yeah,
super...
it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Basically. Yeah.
I hope that wasn't a spoiler. I loved Betty Gilpin. I thought she was great. It was nice to see some faces in there. Shout out to Macon Blair for popping up. I was like, what?
we love our Macon Blair.
I thought the gore looked really good. And so, but it's very exploitation, you know, like 70s movies. I mean, it's no Womanhunt, but, you know, I love that movie.
I spit on your politics.
Pretty much. I mean, this movie could have used a lot of John Ashley. But anyway, I'm going to give this one a 6.5 pigs wearing a shirt out of 10.
Marcos.
So I really, really like this movie once. That's probably the about it. Like, it's a fun ride. The pacing is a little inconsistent, and it'll probably be even more noticeable if I ever try to rewatch it. But, I mean, it's a really good story from an action, horror, survival kind of view. So that being said, I'll probably give it 4 out of 5 online conspiracy theories.
There you go. I think I've said most of what I want to say about this. It's decidedly not a pro-MAGA film or pro-right-wing film or pro-left-wing film. It's one of those annoyingly sitting in the middle saying, why don't you all shut up type movies?
Yeah.
And I get it. I don't really agree with that either. I am admittedly rather left-wing, but not like the crazy left-wing as portrayed here, where I'm always like, want to go to a lot of people. Okay, calm down.
Yeah.
Okay, they were kidding. I want to say that more often than not to a lot of my actual friends.
I mean,
like,
well, it's
chill
like,
out.
I was just watching Community, like rewatching it, and there's a scene where Britta's screaming at people about an oil spill.
Yeah.
She's screaming, and a guy's like, you don't have to shout at us. No one's on the other side of this issue.
Yeah.
And it's like that type of mentality. Right. Yeah, like, but I'm on the left, but like, you don't have to scream at me. I'm with you.
This movie is 100% that they'll love it even more if they share those memes that are like, oh, misgendering, blah, blah. Like, I don't even know if that's ever happened in life.
I don't know. But I will say that, like, to say that, oh, both sides are wrong. One side is the one with the president. So I think that, like, really, and we've gotten past that point of trying to have equality here. I think we're way past that point, which is kind of why I'm like, we don't really need this movie right now. Like, during the Bush era, this would have been really a lot funnier and more appropriate than it is now. But, you know, whatever. Trying to look beyond all that, which, like I said, this movie is just kind of shrugging out its political jokes at you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really have a dog in the fight. I'm still going to give it 6.5 out of 10 MAGA hats that we surprisingly never saw during this film. Not even one. Maybe it makes a likeness thing.
It kind of can make it more a little more timeless, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So, you know.
Does the MAGA hat one not be timeless?
No, it will not.